Salam everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions at maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the Missions Conversation Room. Let us close our eyes and bow our heads in front of the Most High, the Most Compassionate, the Merciful, who has created all the universe so man can progress toward pure consciousness and unity with God. He has sent all religions of the world, and now He has unified them for humanity and calling them to see this truth clearly, that there is only one God for humans, and they are here to glorify their soul and their spirit and emphasize that beauty and glorify what is within, not what is without, or the physical body, which is the shell, and no matter how beautiful you make it, it never will replace the beauty within. The more emphasized will be in the external world and physical body, the less will be in the spiritual world and soul and within. Therefore, we have to teach our children and our societies and everyone that the goal of the life is to become divine, and therefore we all work toward that divinity and bring our society and teachings and schools and our young and children to realize the emphasis will be or should be on their soul and their being instead of the things which are external. Actually, the more human emphasize the external things and the shell, and they're attached to the things which are not permanent, the more they are away from the Spirit and God. Therefore, with this realization, we can easily see what Christ was talking about when the Pharisees and the Sadducees were blaming him for not washing his hand. And he said they are hypocrites because they wash their hands, but their soul and spirit is dirty. So cleaning outside and going out of our way to emphasize the physical body or external world instead of emphasizing the spirit and progress of the divinity is a sign of falling from the Word of God. In history and all through the teachings, it's been shown any culture that fall from God, they fall into that trap of physical body, and the word of God are forgotten, and they think they will continue and progress and have the grace and blessing of God at the same time going against His word and teachings. That is why it's so important for all of us and humanity and societies go back to history, go back to the revelations and the scriptures of God and see what happened to those who have gone away from the word of God and beautifying their spirit and within, and they are beautifying the shell and external world. And the more that emphasize is, the less God will be. Therefore, the lesson have to be learned and understood, and it will again and again until humanity realize they have to put their society, their teachings, their life, their spirit, their schools, their young people on the path of God, and create men who are men and women who are women, and the children who are children, and they teach godly things to them. Therefore, they can bring God to their society as well. And the sooner humanity learn these lessons, the sooner their world will become godly, and they bring the Spirit of God into it, and the peace will come. And also the differences between the West and East will vanish. Both sides of the sphere of Earth have gone too far to two different directions. It doesn't mean if the body needs to be groomed or cleaned, and we do it as minimum as possible, that being presentable is not encouraged, but then we go out of our way just to make the physical body beautified, and we're not emphasizing in the soul and the spirit, that where the problem starts. So being presentable, clean, and groomed is acceptable, but going out of our way to look or emphasize in the physical body, that is where we go wrong. And of course, humanity, by realizing that they have to emphasize the soul and the spirit within, they become beautiful people, and beauty within will manifest itself to the external world as compassion, love, understanding, not seeking to be understood, but to seek to understand. Not seeking to be helped, but to help. Not seeking to receive compassion and love, but have compassion and love. So humans have to reverse their energy from going out of their eyes and listening with their ears to this external world and sensing what is temporary, by closing their eyes and directing the energy within themselves and seeing the beauty within, and realizing and seeing with the third eye the spirit, and less the external world will become important, because they know this is not forever. So the physiological and safety need will be taken care of easily, and they can emphasize in a greater thing in their lives. We have been changing the time an hour later and then going back after 3 o'clock. After studying many hours, that we have changed it, and for many other reasons, the conclusion is that the 2 o'clock in the afternoon seems the best time for this conversation to take place. Therefore, this is going to be the last week we will have it at this time, which is changed from 1 o'clock last week to 12 this week. So from now on, it's going to be at 2 o'clock every Saturday. And most Saturdays, of course, we will come together unless there is a reason it is canceled. And if it is canceled, of course, in the advertisement room that says Maitreya conversation at this time usually says no Maitreya conversation. That means that day there is no conversation will be in this room. So from now on, we don't have to check the website to see what time the conversation is. It's going to be at 2 o'clock. And that was the conclusion, and everybody reached in the center that it's the best time. And I hope it's best time for you too. Of course, this room is the conversation room, and the revelation is the revelation of the eternal divine path. It is revelation of turning around and going to God. Our teaching have been presented to humanity for last 20 some years, and the essay or the article or the writing that it is finished, it's done, it is perfected, has been given to humanity. Again, that's another first for the mission. There has never been a revelation that the teacher or the revealer comes and write everything done and finish it, and while alive and maybe stay alive for a while, has given the final word and have said, it is done, it is finished. Everything that has been given to me is been given to you. The only thing is really left, go to the website, study your teachings and implementing them in our lives. Start following ourselves, the eternal divine path, and creating the communities of light. And at the same time, if you have a question from the teachings or a part is not clear for you, you can come in this room and ask your question about any part of the mission so we can discuss it and emphasize or expand or clarify anything that is needed to be clarified. So in a sense, the time of information or education is reached, and the mission will continue this educational system by having different rooms, by having lectures, by people reaching out, by inviting people to become the contact for the mission, and through contacts reaching more humanity, and through internet reaching those who have internet and like to come here and understand these teachings. So the time is to spread the message, the teachings, understand it ourselves, and realizing that this is indeed the word of God, and not to take it lightly, and recognize that this is come to you for you to turn around and be baptized with the Spirit of God and the words of God. And if you know our teachings, you know God and His plan and realization more than any other man on earth. Because as God said, the mystery of God will be finished at the time of this revelation. And when you know this teaching, you know more about the plan of God than any person in any religion, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, no matter what religion you pick, you know more than any preachers, any teachers, any guru, any rabbi, any father or mullah, because you know the whole plan of God. Therefore, you have a superior knowledge of God's work, and you can teach them how their religion is not the last one, is not the only one, it's not the highest, but it's a part of a greater truth. Therefore, you are given a great opportunity to teach those who do not know the plan of God. and you should take it and accept it and realize that this has and should be the first in your life. Nothing else really is important on earth than these teachings and this revelation for humanity, and recognizing and realizing that we are indeed spirits in our physical body. We are not here to become attached to this external world. We have been called to go back home, to go to God. And any emphasis in this external world will take us away from that internal progress. That doesn't mean, of course, not to glorify and not to enjoy and see the beauty of this creation, but not to be attached to it, enjoy it, realize it, and at the same time recognize that this is a temporary place. We are here for a great reason. And now we have a great reason to leave, to reach out, to understand God, and teach other men and women and children the word of God that have come to us, and now we can give it to them. So clean and simplify your life so you can emphasize on God more than this external world, and therefore you are not bogged down with this external world, but you are a channel for God to teach those who think they have the truth, but they only have a part of the truth. They don't have the whole truth. And if you realize that, then you have a responsibility. You know something other people don't. Give it to them. Tell them about it. Of course, if they didn't want to listen, leave them to God and say, well, my job is done. I have told you the eternal divine path. I told you this is the whole plan of God and the truth. I am done. I leave you to God. That's all I have to do. That's all a messenger has to do, to give the message. Now, what the people do with that message, it is not up to him. It is between them and God, and the messenger is done and finished. I have given it to you. You have seen the vision, I hope. And you give it to them, and hopefully you reach people that they will see the vision. As they see the vision, they also become obligated to come and realize that what is the plan of God? The plan of God is the eternal divine path. And every part of the eternal divine path is a religion sent by God to humanity. Therefore, there is not such a thing as separate religion on earth. Each of them are a part of a greater truth, and they have to realize and recognize this. And we are blessed as the first people who have recognized and seen this vision to reach and let other people also recognize this vision. And therefore, the more our number will become, the greater the strength of the hand of God will be for this mission. And eventually we reach a point that more and more people recognize that their fight, their separation and destructive tendencies that they have on earth is unwarranted, because they are all a part of God. If they are all a part of God, they have to come together. They have to share and cooperate with one another and bring an earth that everybody recognizes that their goal is to become divine. We are here to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, especially spiritually, to go back. That is the purpose and reason for this creation. It is not a play. It is not purposeless creation based on scientific evolutionary ideas that everything is happening by chance. There is a purpose. There is a reason this creation has been created. That purpose is to turn around, be baptized, and go back to God and make everything light again, so that darkness which was up on the deep no longer exists. We have to recognize clearly this is from God. This has been sent by God to you, and therefore the salvation of man and you is based on this revelation of God. And it doesn't really matter if this is accepted with anybody or rejected with anybody, or if I stay alive or not. The message has been given, it is done, it is finished, and therefore God is no longer obligated to humanity because he has sent his message to man. Resisting him is not something going to hurt me, it's going to hurt you by not recognizing that indeed it is the word of God and the last revelation of God to you, and you still resist the call and not get involved completely doing what God has called all of us to do. What is revealed here will happen. The sooner the people and humanity recognize that, the sooner the peace and the kingdom of God will come to man. The more we delay it and take it lightly and be interested in other things which is not based on this revelation, the more we delay the inevitable. And you can see all over the world, this is happening. The tribulation, this destruction, wars. The playing field has been leveled for all humanity, and that's what we see the relationship that the West and the East had together for 200 years no longer is there. Of course, 200 years ago, Islam was the superpower on earth, and they thought they're going to take over the earth. That was not the will of God. That is why 200 years ago, suddenly their empire crumbled and broke down. And now, also, the will of God is for this revelation to take hold of human consciousness and bring the unity that God promised will come. And therefore, we can see again the relationship between East and West is no longer based on what it was for 200 years. And the boundaries and the relationships are breaking down, and the playing field is being leveled. So, this is what the politicians and the leaders on earth have to recognize, that it is time to give up their own ideas and come to God's idea. Of course, I'm not holding my breath because human is stubborn and they will not come, and we do not have the power and the strength and the manpower to spread this mission as fast as I like to. Therefore, those leaders will fight, they will hold into their own ideas, and the wars are no longer the rumors of wars, but it is going toward great separation between many different camps, and they will fight until they reach a point that they recognize their fight is not going to get them anywhere. Because it is no longer is the will of God for what it was in the past. But you can help. You can help by recognizing, indeed, this is the will of God and it's going to happen. You can facilitate this process. God put things in motion. He will accomplish them, as we have seen in our teachings, that he has promised many things in the past, and he accomplished them. He will accomplish what he promised, and he said his kingdom will come. But human, of course, have the free will to accept it or not, and go through it or not, and that is when the problem starts. If human doesn't accept it and does not see the perfection of this revelation, will slow down the process. but it cannot be stopped. It will happen because God said it will. Therefore, we have to work on our spirit, work on our souls, see this vision, overcome our separation, cultural bias, gender, religion, fears. That is one of the great things also, fears. There are people that they cannot leave their parents to go to God, and they are still in that fear of leaving home. When Paraviparas are the mature people that the only thing important to them is God, and they can trust in God so perfectly that they're not afraid of anything. Not only that, you can move and go and trust in God that you will be taken care of. We have a question from Lou. Is speaking in tongues a sign of baptism by the Holy Ghost? There are people who can utter the words that they put some feeling in them, and they call it speaking in tongue. And some people might misuse it, abuse it, and believe that they can manifest those things, or they pretend they're manifesting those things, and they think they're talking to God. It's very important to see what's the source of these speaking in tongues. And does that help you to become more divine and follow the eternal divine path and bring the kingdom of God on earth? Does it make you a better believer? Does it make you to meditate and know thyself and God? Does it make you to sacrifice to create the communist of light and surrender and submit to God and become a universalist? See, everything is related to the eternal divine path. But if it makes some people just feel good and believe that they're talking to God, then that is not the way of God, because God does not talk to everyone, at least not in the level of revelation and bringing the word of God in the highest level to man. That is reserved for a long time of prophecies and coming of a revealer, which is very unique and created by God so uniquely that no one really can replace him by just claiming that they know God or they can talk to God. And we can see a lot of preachers these days, they say they talk to God. They talk to God and God told them to do this and that. And they base their talking to God on one religion. And we know one religion is no longer acceptable, but realizing that God sent all these religions is acceptable. Therefore, right there you see it's impossible. They have talked to the God that sent our religions. What is that spirit that are using to talk in tongue? That is the question that you have to ask yourself when somebody claim they are talking in tongue. So the emphasis again should be in yourself, progressing yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually, following the eternal divine path and manifesting God's kingdom. It's like other powers and energies. They're not something to emphasize or be attached to, but be attached to the Word of God and the Scriptures, not a person who speaks in tongues, because speaking in tongue is from the lower level of energy, not the highest. So again, the greatest is the eternal divine path and following the Word of God in the Scriptures, which is highest. Tajik is asking, I am interested in Islam. Am I in the right room? Okay, well, if you really want to know the will of God and be surrendered and submissive into it, you are in the right room. Indeed, we are the best Muslim. the best Christians, the best Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and therefore we can relate to all of them, and Islam is a part of our teaching. God sent that as a revelation that he promised Abraham will come from his son Ishmael, and he fulfilled it. Therefore, those people who say Islam is not a religion, it's all terrorists and they are not good, they are incorrect. And also Muslims who feel or think they are the last revelation, they don't know the whole plan of God. And that's why they are in trouble. Because God said they are going to take only over 1/4 of the earth, not the whole earth. But they believe God gave the earth to them because they are the last revelation. And that's why they are trying to take over the earth by fighting and terrorism and destruction, because they feel they have to take over. Right? That is their right. Just like Jews in Israel, they think Palestine is their right. God gave it to them because God said that land is belong to them. But they do not read our teaching that when Christ came, he said, the kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another people. And of course, Christians say, no, we are the only way. Everybody should become Christian because Christ was the Son of God. And therefore, we have the Son of God, and nobody goes to God but through him. But they do not read our teaching that God also promised Ishmael that is going to be a prophet from them also coming to humanity. And therefore, Islam also is not the last word of God, because the last word of God comes when the seventh seal is opened and the whole plan of God is revealed to humanity. This thing we have to teach humanity. These things we have to teach those people that they yell at each other in those rooms in Paltok and accuse each other of not being from God, or they are from devil or something like that, by understanding these teachings. So we are the peacemakers. We are the people who have the whole vision, the whole truth, and we can make them see this clearly. Therefore, Hindus and Buddhists realize they have to work toward the creation of communities of light. They have to come down from the idea that no, this world is all illusion and I don't want to do anything to do with it, but I will just meditate and go to God. Jews should recognize and realize they were split to two nations, as the house of Judah and the house of Israel, and each of them had a specific purpose to manifest. Actually, I am from the house of Judah. They were the ones that were captured and brought to Syria and to Persia, and eventually, of course, my genealogy. And the house of Israel went to Europe and United States. And also, Israel, at the time of his departure of his body, told them that the house of Judah is going to have the kingdom until the Shiloh come. So Shiloh came and took that away from them and gave to another nation. So we can see these things humanity have to know. Then the Jews realized, okay, they've done their work. They put an example for the rest of humanity. They spread the stories of the Old Testament and their struggle to become the children of God. But at the same time, God had a greater plan. He brought, or he sent Christ as the Shiloh. He was the Messiah. He finished the kingdom from them. And therefore, they recognize chosens are not from a race, but those who follow the eternal divine path. Christians say, no, we have the Son of God. Of course, we explain who is the Son of God. If that is the truth, then not only Christ was the Son of God, but all the major manifestations are the Son of God, because they are the Spirit of God on earth. So was Krishna, so was Buddha, so was Shiva, so was Muhammad, so was Bob. So was Moses, Abraham. They all were Christ. They all were Son of God. And even, not only that, it is the same Spirit come through all of them. So, Christians don't have the monopoly of having the Son of God, but all the major manifestation and religions have the Son of God with them and are the prophet. So Prophet Muhammad was prophet and the Son of God, and Christ was the Son of God and a prophet. Bob was the Son of God and a prophet and a major manifestation, so was the rest of them. So with this realization, we can expand ourselves and recognize that the will of God is different than the will of man. The understanding of God cannot come to humanity until they receive this revelation and truth, and then they see all the prophets have been the same spirit. It is the Son of God. It is the prophet. It is the major manifestation. After they recognize this, of course, they can overcome their dogmas, their misunderstanding, and recognize the word of God and realize that they only have a part of truth, including Muslims. So they're not going to be able to take over the earth as they think they should or could. And therefore, they become a divine, and we're not going to take over the earth by any techniques but the way of education and reaching out until we reach the critical mass. And that point, of course, the whole earth will be prepared and ready to receive the truth of God and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, Islam indeed is included in this revelation. So is Christianity and Hinduism and Buddhism and Kabbalah and Sufism and saints in Christianity and Baha'i and all the religions on the earth. Nobody is left out. Everybody is included. And nobody could unify all the religion to this point. It's impossible. And I agree with that. Some people and say it's impossible to unify all religions. What is impossible for man, it is possible for God. And that's exactly happened here. All the religions are unified because the essence of each of them is a part of the plan of God, and God gave each part to one people on earth, and now each of them are hanging into that part and says, we have the truth. Nobody else has it. Of course, Muslims said, Muhammad said, I finished the revelation to humanity. So did Christ. Christ said, it's done, it's finished, when it was in the cross. So did Bob. When they came to take him to be shot, he said, I'm not done yet. I'm not finished. He said, no, you have to come, and you don't have time. He said, okay. They took him to the galley, and they shot at him, but none of them hit him. The only thing he was hit was the rope. So he was free, and he went back to his clerk, and he finished whatever I'd say, and said, now I'm finished. So he finished also his revelation. Then Moses reached to the Jordan. He didn't pass. He told Joshua that I'm done. Now you go ahead and become their leader because my, revelation and work is finished. So all the religions, all the prophets eventually said, I'm done. I finished. It is done. So this revelation also have revealed to humanity, it is done. Whatever God has given us, it is in the website. It is revealed. But this time, of course, it is from the seventh angel. It is the book sealed with the seventh seal, which is open. That is when it finishes completely and is the last revelation of God before the kingdom come. And also God is revealed to humanity how the kingdom will come, based on the eternal divine path and the system that has been given to us and reveal to humanity. So we can see this is where the humanity and the earth going. Anybody else out there thinking differently, they're not going to succeed. They are bound to fail because that is not the will of God. This is. Of course, human can resist it. Humans say, no, Maitreya is an ego trip. No, we are not going to do it. But God said his will happen, and we know his will. Therefore, meditate on this thing clearly and see that you are indeed called to spread this message and teach man, teach Muslim, teach Christians, teach Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, Baha'is. They are a part of the greater truth. They have some truth. They have a part of it. But teach them, spread the message. Come and help and be and open different rooms. Give lectures. Spread this truth to them. If they didn't listen to you, go to the next person. Go to the next person. Go to the next person. So you can eventually see many people heard this revelation. You are the hands and the eyes and the mind and the will of God out there to spread this message to every person you could. But don't be attached to the result. The result do not belong to you. It belongs to God. But you are a channel for God to give this out. And make your life in such a way that your emphasis is on minimum physiological and safety need. And the rest is based to do the will of God. This is really mostly a room for those who go to the website, especially for new people who really have a question about these teachings. Everything is really covered in a sense. And we have been talking about this revelation and this teaching for last 20 years plus, and it's finished last year and we completed. Now it's just a repetition and fine-tuning the teaching that we have had so far. In general, this teaching has been prophesied to come. God said there will be a revelation that will open the book sealed with the seven seal. And when that book is opened, that no man could have opened it. Actually, it almost wasn't opened. And Christ was the one that came and with the grace of God took the small book and opened it. And in that time, the whole universe rejoiced. Therefore, you have to rejoice with the universe for this revelation and see how this truth indeed is from God. There is a God, for sure. Contrary to belief of many people that there is no God, everything is based on chance. God has proven in this revelation that he does indeed exist. He has sent all this revelation. He has prophesied and promised things that he has fulfilled. And indeed, this mission is to glorify God and show the man back to that glory. If you understand these teachings and the revelation and the prophecies and everything, and still you resist it, that's amazing. Of course, we know ego. Ego is amazingly stubborn. But those who have been meditating for many lifetimes and are the children of God, or they want to be the son of God, they will hear and they will see the truth in it. They see the vision. And with no fear, they drop everything and go to God. But if you see the vision and you still have fears of not completely trusting in God, then you have to work on yourself more until you reach that point, that your trust in God is perfect and you will not be afraid to drop everything, as Christ said, sell everything and follow me. And the young man was so sorry that he was very rich and he could not do that. The disciples said, why he couldn't do that? He answered, because the riches of the world and our fears and attachments and desires make us not be able to do that. And that's exactly what we have to recognize. What is keeping us from going to God? What is taking us from being a part of God and His call? As we recognize more and more what it is, we can overcome them also. Those who really can drop everything and come to God and follow it are rare. There's a question from Timothy. Salut, Maitreya. In these beginning times, we are in a state of change. I have had to work a lot with patience and surrender to God's timing and plan. Can you talk of what we can do to surrender to God's plan and help bring the kingdom of heaven on earth? Yes, indeed, we have been talking about this topic for last 20-some years, and we have given the humanity the eternal divine path and the way of bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Eternal divine path, I'm sure you know what it is. Awakening of our spiritual forces, directing that energy in creating communities of light, sacrifice, surrendering and submissive to God, become universalists, and therefore become an elect. The elects are the ones that we are looking for and waiting for to come. And if they come forward and join us, we will create a body that we call it facilitating body. With the facilitating body, we can divide the earth in 24 sections or 12 sections. We will decide what to do. And we can create the round table that will work with each section to spread this mission and this message. And when we create a system that can reach to the communities, eventually we can create communities of light, which based on the 12 people or 6 couples, a man and woman, married couples in those communities. And then, of course, the real hierarchy will emerge from that level, and eventually we will have the hierarchy on earth. And as humanity will see more and more that this is the way to go and it's working, and the people in those communities are one and they do not need to be drawn into this external world, little by little we get more people join us and eventually the kingdom come. So the first in this step at this time is to recognize this vision, see this clearly, and come and join the mission and become one of the elects, one of the facilitating body, if you have the ability of a paravipra. You are following the eternal divine path, you are uncorruptible, you are physically fit, mentally strong, spiritually aware, and you understand the cyclical of movement of the human history, and therefore you become a person that knows the mission very clearly and can come here. And if we have 24 of these, we can divide the earth in 24 sections, and each person can become responsible for those sections and spread the mission in those sections. Of course, we need people, we need resources, we need dedicated people who have seen the vision. We need the people, their vision is high, not just their physiological and safety needs and fear of leaving their present life, and they're afraid, where my meal coming and make this and that, but great souls that they have overcome a lot. That doesn't mean everybody is not included. There are people that they are working out there and they take care of their own physiological and safety need and their family, but at the same time supporting the mission in many other levels, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, and materially, mentally. So we have a lot of people that way, but the most important thing at this time, not only we need those kind of the support, we also need the people, they are really Paraviprasa and elect to come and join us and can work with me. We can work together. If I can't work with you, then we are not one. We cannot get the 24 people around the round table. So that is the vision. Everybody is welcome. Everybody can help. Everybody is helping. But the real goal is to find those real leaders that they can see this vision and come and become a part of the facilitating body. And of course, facilitating body needs support, and that support comes from those who are supporting the mission. So this is the idea. But how you can help? You can help by seeing the vision. You can help by coming to the room and reading. You can help by becoming a contact. You can help by reaching out to everybody around you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, anybody, and tell them about this mission and make them realize their religion is not perfect. It's not the last one. It's not the one that will come after the seventh angel and opening of the seven seals. Therefore, help them to go to God. Maybe in the process, you find some of the Paraviprasa, and those Paraviprasa come here and dedicate their life completely to this mission. And so you will be helping greatly. So there is no one in the earth that they cannot help. Everybody can help in their capacity. But we are looking for the people who are dedicated and have the capacity of dropping everything and becoming a part of the mission as great leaders. So take your pick. You can help with a little, or you can help a lot. You choose which one you want to do. Lou is asking, in though page 353, verse 4, the 144,000 are from the 12 tribe of Israel. Yeah, well, 12 tribe of Israel is the 12 energy or 12 kind of people who can manifest different qualities of God. And they are not a race or a people, but anybody who follow eternal divine path become a Paravipra and is able to manifest one energy of the tribes that each of them were chosen as the 12 tribe of Israel. So children of Israel does not mean the children of Abraham alone, but the children that they become the sons of God, they are the elects, they follow eternal divine path, they have been with the prophets in every lifetime, they have progressed to a point that their focus is God, and they are willing to see this vision clearly and dedicate themselves to this vision. So the children of Israel mean the children of light. It is not a race, it does not belong to a special country. As our teaching clearly states, those who follow eternal divine path, they become elect, and they are the one, are the true children of Israel. We are 5 minutes after our time. I think that was the last question, and I hope that answered your question, Lou. Again, I leave all of you to God. Be good. Listen to these words again. It will be running in the room discourses, and it will be prepared by Sunday morning or sometime later in Sunday. For sure, Monday morning, you can go to that room. Usually after it is done, it will be run for a few days. Straight this lecture, other lectures will not be running, just this will be run. And you can go and listen to them again, or if you haven't been in this room, or you have other people, you can invite them to go to this room and listen to them. So be with God and see, this is a call to all of you. I will repeat this over and over, but I expect eventually the elects step forward and come and join so I can work with them and we together can get this mission going in a greater degree. Salam everybody. be with God.